Brittany, good morning. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
This week, we're going to talk about Angie Hayes. She's an artist from the area who's getting a little bit of some national notoriety because of a contest she entered.
Angie Hayes is a stage name, but she plays with the Angie Hayes Project. Mm-hmm. They're kind of a folk, gypsy, jazz, very eclectic group of musicians. She plays anything from the kazoo mm-hmm. to like the accordion, the tambourine. And they've played at a lot of venues in the Northeast Ohio area. And she actually got to tour with David Mayfield. And they opened up for the Avett Brothers a while back. So she told me that was one of the first experiences where she got up on stage and her knees were actually like shaking because she feels so confident on stage and confident in what she's doing. But she said, that's when I knew this is what I was meant to be doing because this is huge.
And that leads us to a contest she entered.
Yeah, so it's the International Songwriting Competition. It could be bands, it could be solo artists, any genre. And they actually break down the genre specifically when people enter. And now she is one of the top 25 finalists for the blues category for the songwriting competition.
Okay, and the song she entered is called Wave Goodbye.
Yep.
Let's hear a little bit of it.
Wave Goodbye.
Top 25. I mean, for an international competition, that's got to be pretty good.
Yeah, and it kind of has two parts of the competition. Judges will vote on one song, and then that'll be the final winner. Winner takes all the competition. Then there's the People's Voice Award, which the public can vote on. So anybody listening to this can go vote on it online. There's a cash prize, and then there's also these other major prizes from like different music industry pros and stuff. Some of the judges are huge players in music. On the business side, there's like record executives listening to these songs, mm-hmm. which is huge. And then there's also Tom Waits, Chris Cornell from Soundgarden, Lord, like younger musicians, older musicians from a wide range of genres.
And she recorded all this music here.
Yeah, she basically said she kind of holed up in her basement, didn't really see daylight for like an entire week, didn't wow. eat or sleep. She was just obsessed with getting this perfect. So now Tom Waits gets to hear it. So
yeah, and somebody who's locally been touring around locally, she's entering this competition and she's starting to really go a little bit bigger.
Yeah, you know, she refers to herself as a gypsy. And I was saying she kind of believes in the law of attraction, which is if you want something to happen, you tell yourself that it's already happening. And I think that's something that she's really been focusing on in the future of her career. She's telling herself big things are going to happen and they are starting to happen.
She has an agent.
Yeah, she's got a manager. Everything's very professional. So that's exciting.
What's your assessment of the music and I think of her potential to go far?
She does have that folk style of music, but she also, like we've heard, she kind of puts out some bluesy songs, some soulful songs, some more upbeat, funky stuff. And I think that fits in well with the Akron music scene in particular, like our venues specifically. Some of them hold big rock bands, but then some are very small, intimate spaces. And I think her music works for both of those types of venues. But I think it's so diverse and eclectic, but she's also got that soulful quality to her that I think it can be really appealing to people who don't necessarily see shows in Akron or don't necessarily listen to folk music.
And so maybe before she gets really big, she will be doing some shows around here.
Yeah, she'll actually be performing at the Kent Stage tonight.
And then there's going to be something you can see on PBS.
Yeah, next week they'll be airing a series that she did. It's a collaborative project with the Miller South School of the Performing Arts. And I know it's something she was really passionate about.
Yeah, of Akron. So you can see that on channel 4549 a couple nights next week. She goes by Angie Hayes of the Angie Hayes Project. Thanks so much, Brittany.
Yeah, thank you.